about like turkeys.
Yeah, you probably spend $20,000-$30,000 to get started on that great eagle.
Boy. Is he mostly, is he mostly a dairyman, or?
Well, when he gets in that, he's quite a dairyman, you know. Maybe he milked 40, 50 cows.
Huh.
Maybe some of them high as 100.
Well, that's a good sized dairy.
Oh, you bet it is. They have them good big tanks. Now, this one right over here, he told me, I don't know, I can't see where he did it. He told me that tank, you know what, I'm trying to tell you what it's made out of, tank, you know. It's certain steel.
Stainless steel?
Yes, stainless steel. He told me that tank cost him $4,000.
Well, I believe it.
Yes, yeah, $4,000 he told me cost.
That stainless steel is expensive stuff.
You know that's a lot for tanking.
It sure is.
You know, one time when I was there, some boys took a bunch of us, and come here and went over and looked at it, and there's all guessing on it, you know. And some of them guessed $600, $700, $500, maybe $1,200. When he told him it cost $4,000, he could hardly believe it.
Of course, he can always sell it. It won't spoil.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it certainly won't rust.
No, it costs to start up on them great eagles.
Yeah.
And you want to be young enough, you know, like me with this brother, it wouldn't pay me to start nothing. I ain't got long enough to live, you know.
Yeah, you just have to do it for enjoyment. Of course, that's what even with a young fellow.
Yeah.
He just has to do it for enjoyment.
You know, I'm a great fellow to talk. I'll probably talk to you today.
I'm a happy fellow. Well, I asked you about a barbed wire fence. What did you call these fences made out of wooden slats that were around the house sometimes?
Oh, that's kind of a pellet. We call them a pellet fence.
Uh-huh.
Pellet fence.
And what did you call the pieces of wood?
Well, we just call them pellets wood, you know. Pellets that make your pellet fence, you know.
Uh-huh. Make it out of boards or paint?
Well, yeah, they're kind of, and they're boards, they're what they are, but they just made a certain way for that.
Uh-huh.
Made it look nice.
Do you have any stones around here in your fields?
No, we don't have them. You get out way in places, they do in the hills.
Uh-huh.
Out west of Fairway out there, they have rock, you know. And a lot of, you know, in the rock, you know, that's a bad thing to do.
Oh boy.
It sure is. No, we got good land, we ain't bothering nothing down here.
That rock is hard on tools.
Oh, you tear them up. You sure do.
They have any mountains around here?
Yeah, we've got what's called Gloss Mountains out here, about 12 miles from here. When we get outdoors, I'll show you, you can see them across here.
Huh. Why do they call them the Glass Mountains?
Oh, they got so much of that ivory and stuff, they call them the Gloss Mountains. You know, we've got quite a bit of ivory, we can go around and pick it up out there.
Oh.
They just call them the Gloss Mountains. I think that's the reason you call them the Gloss Mountains, as far as I know. We used to go on Sundays, a bunch of them climb, you know. They got a few rattlesnakes out there, too.
I don't care for that.
No, me neither. We don't have, that's something I never see around here, rattlesnakes, but they, a few out there. Yeah, out there in them hills.
Boy, I mentioned my last dove hunting trip. We were walking back just as it was just getting dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to stop. I had heard something buzzing. I thought it was a locust. And about this far in front of me, there was a snake coiled right on the little old path.
Mm. Where's that at?
Out in Arizona.
Oh, boy, and they're poison too.
Yeah, they're
you bet
pretty them. Obnoxious little things. But somehow or other, he just unwound and went across the trail. So I shot him.
Yeah, you betcha.
When he unwound, I knew what it was, but I couldn't see. I thought it was just a rock.
Oh, man, if he's a bitch, you probably never got home.
Oh, he wasn't very big. I had some friends with me. We would have gotten in. I might have died of fright on the spot.
Well, the size ain't got much to do with it.
Yeah, that's right, I guess.
Yeah.
Some of those big ones, though, have those great big old full poison sacks, and they can really squirt in a gun.
Oh, I know, the big old diamond rat.
Yeah, this one was not like that. I shot him, eventually.
Yeah, that's a good way to get rid of him.
How'd you bring your water in the house when you were